Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. That's the sound of a woodwind quintet. Actually, despite the name, the ensemble is made up of just four woodwinds, flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon, and one brass instrument, the French horn. Milwaukee's Avec le Bois, the name translates to with the wood, are five young women who all come to the ensemble while also pursuing other careers in music. The group performs a recital tomorrow afternoon at St. Casimir Church in River West. Ahead of that performance, the young women spoke with Lake Effect's Bonnie North in Studio C1.
Ladies, welcome to Lake Effect. It is such a pleasure to have you here, and so nice of you to play for us.
Thank you for having us.
Would you please go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell us what you play?
Angela Cranes, I play flute and piccolo.
Hi, Rita Mitchell, I play oboe and English horn.
Allison Schweitzer, I'm the brass, the French horn.
I'm Elson Isaac, and I play bassoon.
Christina Beaupre, and I play the clarinet.
You're all accomplished musicians. You all came to this only a few years ago, this particular quintet. How did it start? I mean, was it just like, gee, we need to do something different? I'm tired of playing symphony stuff.
Well, many of us knew each other already from playing in the area. I think the group that is most common to us in the group in this quintet is the Concord Chamber Orchestra. Many of us have played with that ensemble. But with Elsa, for instance, through the magic of social media, we managed to keep in touch since the Milwaukee Youth Symphony days. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really seen each other since
then.
More
than a decade ago.
And when we were looking to try out some music, we found her on Facebook. And and it's been really fun, you know, getting to know her again, you know, 20 years later.
Oh, goodness.
In some case. Yeah.
Oh, that makes
since we
old.
Started MISO. And then Christina was recommended to the group through another friend. And she's from out of town, so we didn't really know her. But she's a music teacher in the area, and we got to know her well. And we gel as a group, and it's been fun ever since.
There's a lot of wonderful repertoire for the Woodwind Quintet. Does this give you a chance to explore things that you wouldn't in other ensembles?
Rita. Yes, that's really true. I mean, that's what attracted me to the group. This is great repertoire that doesn't get to be played very often. And really, the other wonderful thing about this set of instruments is we aren't tied to a piano. So it gives us an opportunity to play in different places where we don't have to worry about, is there a piano or not, or do we need a pianist?
Do you know when the Woodwind Quintet first really came into being in terms of Western classical music? Was it like Haydn or a little later than that?
It would have had to be later because the clarinet didn't come around to being until later, the latter classical era and so forth.
So the earliest music, probably Mozart, maybe? Beethoven?
Beethoven.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have looked that up. I know a lot of the repertoire that we have played is late 19th, early 20th century. So I think there's been a lot written in that time period.
The colors of this, are so interesting because you've got the four woodwinds and you have the fifth instrument, the horn. For you as musicians, what does working in this configuration do for you as musicians? You know, what do you hear here that you don't in a symphony or in another kind of larger configuration?
Well, I think that playing in the quintet, at least for me, gives us an opportunity to really hear each individual instrument's colors, give us a little bit more of a chance to be pseudo-soloistic in our playing and really take a lot more artistic leaps than you are in a traditional symphony orchestra where, you know, your purpose is to, you know, very much blend and, you know, create a unified sound. Here you're able to, you know, break out of that mold a little bit and create your own sound. So
what are rehearsals like then? I mean, you've got five very opinionated musicians who have an idea of how a piece needs to work. How do you guys negotiate all of that?
Well, we just start by playing it through and you know, we've got great camaraderie. So if someone wants to voice an opinion of maybe the tempo should be faster or let's, you know, work on this section, I don't think we've ever really had any huge disagreements about the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're opinionated, but we like each other, so we're going to be fine. Yeah, and I mean, we'll try different things too. I mean, we're willing to try tempos and take suggestions and work on things.
So, you know, phrasing and articulation and all of that is something that you agree. Because, you know, as you were saying, you know, you get a chance to be more soloists in this, but you also still have to make that cohesive sound. Mm-hmm. You still have to be the ensemble. Otherwise, it's five people sort of playing in opposite directions. And this is for everybody. What do you find the most challenging? Is it finding that unified sound, or is it taking the risks in being the more solo when you have that solo passage, or when you have a chance, each instrument has a chance to shine?
I think for me, it's knowing when to stand out and when to blend. A lot of our music doesn't come with scores, so we have to go off of what we hear, and then, you know, we compare our sheet music, but we don't get to see the big picture. It's challenging to know where you fall, when do you need to come out, who's leading where and when, and then creating that balance.
And for me as a horn player, I think my biggest challenge is like thinking like a woodwind and and playing back and playing lighter and just all the things that you expect out of a woodwind instrument I need to do. So it's a good challenge for me as a brass player. It's totally different from any other playing that I ever do.
So if you were in a brass quintet or sextet or something, it's a very different kind of thing.
Yeah, it's all... Yeah. It seems to always be forte, always accented, always just very powerful. And here it's just so different. I like to compare the sound of the wooden quintet to a string ensemble sometimes. You know, we play similar types of music, and it's just very airy. It's very light. It's breezy. Are there other words to describe that? It's not anything like a brass ensemble.
Favorite repertoire? Do you have favorite things you like to go back to, or are you constantly looking for new things?
I think we have some definite standard go-to things like the Collamer, Bure, and things like that that we've played and have been received very well and that we enjoy playing a lot. But I know that, you know, with our group, we are pretty adventurous and we're willing to play just about anything. I mean, our own personal repertoire kind of spans from, you know, the Baroque. We have some Haydn pieces that we have worked up and some, you know, modern mid-century pieces, as well as some more popular like the Colonel Bogey March and silly like folk tunes similar to that. So it's I feel like we're pretty adventurous in what we like to try. So,
well, you're going to play a piece for us now. So would you tell me what it is and where this falls kind of in the repertoire?
I'm going to play the second movement of The Chimney of King René, which was written by Darius Milhaud. He wrote it in 1939, and we decided to play the second movement, which is titled Morning Serenade. And the piece itself is based on medieval tunes, but Darius Milhaud had his own sort of flavor of composing, so the chords don't quite match medieval music, which makes it very interesting.
All right. Well, here's Avec le Bois in Lake Effect's Performance Studio.
Thank you.
That was Avec Le Bois, and I'm going to ask you, because I don't have the sheet music in front of me, tell me again what we just heard.
It was the second movement of The Chimney of King René. The second movement is titled Morning Serenade.
Talk a little bit about the business side of what you do. I mean, musicians are always struggling to make a living. You know, this is it's just, I think it's been since time immemorial. Do you find that a quintet, you know, people are interested, that they want to book you, and you know, and how difficult is it, to find bookings and to keep up with them?
I've actually been pretty surprised at the number of bookings that we've received, and this isn't our main job for any of us. We do have day jobs, so it's something we like to do for fun. But we have, played some holiday events and things like that. And just from people hearing us at these events, they'll contact us through our website. And so we've gotten quite a few jobs from that. So it's really just people that happen to hear us. So it's been a lot of fun and great that we've been able to get some jobs out of this.
Well, so what kind of jobs are there, like private parties and that sort of thing? So weddings?
Right. Yeah. Weddings, private corporate events, holiday parties, things like that.
So what is the event tomorrow? Is this just a recital, or is this a different sort of thing?
Tomorrow is just a recital. It's something we like to do for fun. We like to have at least one a year. So it's just a chance for us to work on some repertoire, new repertoire, and perform it for family and friends.
Looking into the future, what do you hope to do? Do you hope to take this full time?
Good question.
Well, that would always be nice, but I think right now for us, this is something that's really enjoyable. All of our personalities meld so well together, and our musical personalities as well meld so well together, that it's something that I know we all enjoy doing sort of on the side. If it could be more, I'm sure that we would all have an interest in that. But for right now, it's a fun venture for us all to be in.
And a way to explore repertoire and a chance to play.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I really can't thank you enough for taking time out of the day to come in and perform for us and tell us a little bit about you. I hope you'll stay in touch.
We'd love to.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Avec Le Bois is Christina Beaupré, clarinet, Elsa Nysack, bassoon, Angela Kraintz, flute, Rita Mitchell, oboe, and Allison Schweitzer, French horn. The Milwaukee-based Woodwind Quintet performs a recital tomorrow afternoon at St. Casimir Church in River West. They spoke with Bonnie North, and the interview was engineered by John Strelecki. Another break now, and then there's more of Lake Effects in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.